Hello, my name is Mary. I'm currently with Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey about Phoenix. Do you currently live in Phoenix, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. And do you live in Lavigne area?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, sir. Do you consider that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction or in wrong direction, generally speaking? Thank you. And just for statistical purposes, may I know in what year were you born?
1961.
Thank you so much, sir. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, Asian, or another race not listed?
White.
Thank you, sir. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Lavigne? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Lavigne. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do a little to improve, and 5 means that it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. Let's start with better public transportation options from 1 to 5. How would you rate it?
Which was the greatly improved?
5 means that it will do a lot to improve the quality of life.
Five.
And 1, okay, perfect. More affordable housing options?
Three.
Thank you. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
4.
Thank you. Better street and road maintenance?
5.
Thank you. More parks and recreational opportunities.
More what?
More parks.
Parks. 3.
Okay. More good job. More good paying jobs.
5.
What about more dining and entertainment options?
4.
Thank you, sir. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, retired, student, or a maker?
Employed.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other professionals in Lavigne?
Well, there aren't a lot. There aren't a lot, probably too few.
Thank you. And about businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Lavigne, would you say there are too few businesses, too many, or about the right amount?
About the right amount.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kind of stores and businesses, and for each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Lavigne. Let's start with restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues. Would you say yes or no?
Yes or no to more of it?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. What about doctors' offices and hospitals?
Yes.
Thank you. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
It's either yes or no.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. What about dollar stores and discount chains?
No.
Thank you. And grocery stores and supermarkets?
No.
Thank you, sir. In your own words, what type of store or businesses would you most like to see more in Lavigne?
Movie theater.
Movie theater. Okay. Thank you so much. How much of a problem is for you the availability of housing in Lavín, that is to say the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent? Would you say it's a very big problem, fairly big problem, moderate, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
Moderate. There's a lot of development going on. So.
Okay. And how much of a problem is housing affordability? How much it costs to buy or rent a home for you is a very big problem, fairly
very
big problem.
Problem.
Okay, thank you so much. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Lavín. Let's start with townhouses and attached homes. Would you say yes or no?
What, townhouses and attached homes?
Yes, sir.
No.
Okay. What about multifamily housing like apartments and condominiums?
No.
Single family detached homes?
Yes.
Thank you. What about housing options for seniors?
Yes.
Thank you so much. We're almost there. Thank you so much for your time. How long have you lived in Phoenix, sir?
19 years.
Thank you so much. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Own.
Thank you. I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs in options in Lavín. Please tell me if you favor or oppose each one. Let's start with repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Would you be a favor or oppose?
I don't know. It depends on where it is.
Okay, thank you. And what about change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood? Would you favor or oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you. What about changing zoning laws to allow for the constructions of more condominium buildings?
I would go along with that, yes.
Okay. And what about repurpose or replace empty stores, commercial properties with new housing?
I would agree with that.
Okay, well, thank you so much. We're almost done. Just a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you so much. What is your annual household income? Just an estimated, it would be okay.
120.
Thank you so much, sir. Just for strictly verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Anthony.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate your time and kindness helping me with these questions. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
You bet. Have a good day.
Take care. Bye.